Sudan and China bookend today's edition of Mission Network News. I'm Shannon Caldwell, filling in for Ruth Kramer. Nationwide protests and a dictator's ouster have led to a turning point in Sudanese history. Sudan is one step closer to civilian rule. Military and opposition leaders signed a constitutional declaration on Sunday. Middle East concerns, Daniel Hoffman explains.
In July, indeed, July the 17th, they signed a power-sharing agreement, which contained in very broad outlines what the future ruling system would be, or at least in the interim period. And now in the constitutional declaration, they give it more details.
Sudanese Christians, like the rest of the society, are hopeful.
They were and are still hoping that there will be a peaceful transition, and it will be a transition into a more open government, a government that will rule justly, have the well-being of its citizens as its aim, and not just perpetuating its own rule.
However, believers still have some doubts. They're still encountering resistance from certain authorities.
The church is worried that these problems that they're facing through the legal system, not much has changed so far.
Ask the Lord to encourage believers in Sudan.
I know that will be a great encouragement for our brothers and sisters there, knowing that people in America and other places in the world are praying for them.
A recent article by LaCroix says Christians in China are being warned not to speak up about persecution. There's been increasing pressure on local believers, frequent arrests and sham trials, monitoring church services and censorship. According to Eric Foley, a voice of the Martyrs Korea, many regulations have been cracked down on underground churches. But even registered churches aren't exempt from the legislative pressure.
The effort is now underway, of course, not only to move these underground believers into state churches, but even to bring the state churches under greater control in terms of their involvement in spreading communism through the church and through the church services.
Part of the problem, Foley says, is a lack of consistent support. The global body of Christ needs to acknowledge that persecution has been around for a while in China, and it's not getting any better.
We also need to be aware that the changing religious regulations mean that China is digging in for the long haul. So we have to be ready to dig in for the long haul, too. It's time to get over the novelty of looking for the latest persecution case.
Continuing with the China theme, Chinese believers might not face as much persecution as the underground church in North Korea. However, restrictions we mentioned in our last story mean the ministry in China is going to require creative solutions. That's why Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China recently met with other organizations to share information, strategic changes, and to collaborate on future plans.
All of us are experiencing some changes that are necessary for us in China. So basically, our desire was to make sure that Bibles is still preeminent, that we're not losing our touch to be able to place Bibles within China.
The result of their effort is a new approach based on collaboration. Not only will Bibles for China cooperate with other organizations even more, but they'll also focus on equipping local believers rather than doing the legwork themselves during missions trips.
Pray that we have the wisdom to know who to visit with, who to trust, and who we can commit God's word to in order to keep the integrity of God's word, our ministry, intact so we're accomplishing what God's called us to do.
Pray for Bibles for China as it tries to stay on the edge of gospel sharing partnerships and technology. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of one-way ministries. The deaf have long been ignored and overlooked. They're one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're giving you the opportunity to make an eternal difference. If this moves you, we can connect you. Look for the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Shannon Caldwell.